Put your trust in the news that you love and join a growing number of individuals making a positive impact with their small monthly gifts. With just $5 a month, you can join an effort that's providing important stories and fostering necessary changes in our world. Tap more below and be part of the movement. Don't miss this opportunity to do something great with a small gift that has an immediate impact. Thank you. Pentagon officials shocked the world last week with a draft document that suggests aliens could be sending mini probes to observe Earth, just as we send probes to investigate other planets. Is this disclosure of a long-standing military cover-up or evidence of advanced extraterrestrial civilizations? Did aliens beat us to the punch and send probes before we did? Regardless of the truth, this update from the Pentagon has certainly set off a fresh round of speculation and reactions from all corners of the world. I'm Gary Franchi, and I want you to stay on top of the latest news. Hit subscribe and tell your friends you saw it at the Next News Network. So last week, the stunning truth was revealed that aliens may be visiting our solar system and reportedly sending smaller probes to Earth. Pentagon officials, who've kept this information tightly under wraps thus far, disclosed the draft research report by Sean Kirkpatrick, who's the director of All Domain Anomaly Resolution Office, and Abraham Loeb, chairman of Harvard University Astronomy Department. The draft contains startling revelations about artificial interstellar objects that could potentially be parent crafts releasing small probes in its close passage over Earth. Such a highly secretive disclosure has sparked rumors throughout conservative circles due to the potential implication of aliens present in our universe, especially with regards to military response and cover-up. In light of all this troubling speculation, one thing is certain: whatever truths remain hidden out there in the cosmos are sure to come out sooner or later. Fox reports that the Pentagon Harvard scientist has recently suggested a mysterious object in our solar system could be an alien mothership sending smaller UFOs to monitor the Earth. Well, it may seem like something out of a science fiction movie, it's actually being taken seriously by some of the most respected minds in the scientific community. The suggestion was made in a draft document co-authored by Professor Avi Loeb, chairman of the Harvard Astronomy Department. In it, he suggests that a mothership could send mini probes to planets similar to Earth in order to observe them. This would explain why so many unidentified objects have been spotted around the world over the past few years. Watch.
Physicist and Harvard professor Avi Loeb says there's a possibility humans aren't the only civilization in the universe.
Whether we live in such a reality or not is not a philosophical question. We just have to look out.
Loeb teamed up with the Pentagon office that investigates unidentified aerial phenomenon, and they released this draft report that indicates it is possible that alien ships have already visited our solar system.
Specifically, Loeb thinks the first interstellar object spotted passing through our solar system in 2017 that was given the name Oumuamua could be an extraterrestrial mothership. Loeb says Oumuamua didn't have the characteristics you'd find in meteors or other known objects.
We consider a possibility where an object as big as Oumuamua, which was football field size, is a mothership.
He says the mothership could have released smaller ships or probes to study our solar system after spending a long time to get here.
With chemical rockets, it takes less than a billion years to traverse the entire Milky Way galaxy.
Loeb says if Oumuamua was a ship, there likely wasn't life on it. Instead, he believes it could have been operated by artificial intelligence.
An artificial intelligence system that stays dormant for that period and just gets activated when it comes close to its target.
The idea has been met with both excitement and skepticism from experts and lay people alike. Some are intrigued by the possibility of extraterrestrial life visiting our planet, while others remain unconvinced that such a thing could exist. Regardless of one's opinion on the matter, it's clear that this is an issue worth exploring further. Professor Loeb has dedicated his career to exploring the possibility that extraterrestrial civilizations exist and has written several books on the subject. He believes that if there is indeed an alien mothership in our solar system, that it must be sending mini probes to observe us. He also believes these probes could be responsible for some of the strange sightings reported around the world in recent years. Tucker Carlson gave some background on what the Pentagon is actually looking into. Let's take a look.
what would possibly be the justification for holding back from the public what the U.S. government, which the public pays for, knows about these objects?
Well, in fact, it might not be so much what we know, Tucker, but the fact that we don't know some things. Clearly, right. from a national security perspective, the last thing you want to do is ever broadcast your, if you will, your intelligence gaps to your enemy. And in this particular case, you know, you said it yourself, there's a lot more we don't know than we do know. But you're right, this is a historic move. Since 50 years ago, the last time we were faced with this, you had the Air Force briefing the results of Project Blue Book. Here we are half a century later, and now we have senior DOD officials now, not just the Air Force, coming up and providing information to Congress and ultimately the American people.
Is disclosure on the horizon? While there's no concrete evidence yet to support Professor Loeb's theory, it does raise interesting questions about what else might be out there beyond our own planet. Could there really be other intelligent life forms living among us? Are they observing us from afar or even interacting with us? These are questions we may never know for sure until more research is done on the topic or until full disclosure is made. Let's continue the conversation in the comments below for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi. Thank you for watching that report. There's no stopping the MyPillow maven Mike Lindell, who will not be deterred by liberal lies. He's been at the forefront of the fight for truth for years while making sure that Americans remain comfortable while they sleep. The Next News Network is now partnering with him in order to provide you with the best sleep of your life. The patented interlocking fill part of MyPillow is designed to adapt to your individual sleeping position, regardless of whether you're lying on your back, your side, or your stomach. As a result, the innovative fill then holds its position all night, making it easier for you to fall asleep quicker and stay asleep longer. And imagine pairing that, like I did, with the Giza Dream Sheets and the mattress topper. Believe me, you'll be in heaven. Click on the More button below this video and visit sleepwithgary.com in order to learn more. If you use the promo code NNN today, you will be able to save up to 66% off and you'll have a 10-year warranty included. It's sleepwithgary.com that you have been dreaming about. We'll see you at the next report for the Next News Network. I'm Gary Franchi.
You possess the power to impact the global narrative. Please share this report. And to get more videos like this, become a Next News subscriber by clicking the link below. Thank you for watching the Next News Network.